Finders Keepers by Marissa Dennis, based on a true story.
We better get back to class,
Anthony says to Mike. But Mike kneels down, noticing something on the sidewalk.
Hang on, I think I found something,
Mike says.
Whoa, Josh, come here. Mike found 10 pounds.
Brilliant. So what are we going to do with it?
Anthony recommends.
Maybe we could buy some sweets?
What are you guys talking about? It's not ours.
Of course it is. Finders Keepers.
No way. I'm going to turn it into the office.
What?
At least split it with me and Anthony. You can turn in the rest.
It's not right to keep it. You can't change my mind.
Mike walks all the way to the school office and hands the money over.
I found this in the courtyard. I thought someone might come looking for it.
The secretary takes the money with a big smile of approval.
Oh, thank you.
Later, in group study, Anthony and Josh are still disappointed with Mike's choice.
You're such a goody-goody.
I can't believe you wouldn't share.
I know I did the right thing.
A week later, Mike's teacher says,
the headmistress wants to see you in her office.
Mike is worried and wonders to himself.
Am I in trouble?
When he gets to the headmistress's office, she says to him,
come in, Mike. I just wanted to thank you for turning this in. Not many people would have. You are a good example.
Oh, thank you.
We held it in case someone came looking for it, but no one did. I thought you should keep it.
Wow, thank you.
Mike feels great and thinks to himself,
even if I hadn't gotten the money back, I'm glad I was honest.
End of the story, Finders Keepers, read by Ethan Nelson, Dallin Heal, Noah Strongen, Kristen Hawkins, Shauna Thompson, and Jane Wise.